There was nothing quiet about John Lennon, not even the day he was born. It was October 9, 1940. World War II was raging in Europe. Liverpool, England, was being bombed by the Germans. But baby John couldn't wait. His mother, Julia, went to the hospital and gave birth at 7 in the morning. As he arrived, the walls of the hospital shook from falling bombs. Even before the war, Liverpool was a gloomy place to live. Once a thriving seaport, the rain-soaked city had become run down. Many factories were closing, and those that remained open didn't have enough jobs. Poor families were crammed into small apartments in the slums of town. At first, John lived with his mother and grandparents. John's father, Alfred, was never around. He worked on a ship and was gone for months on end. As hard as she tried, John's mother couldn't make enough money to support her baby son. For a little over a year, Alfred sent checks home. Then the checks stopped, and Alfred stopped writing. Julia couldn't even afford to get John his own bed. He ended up sleeping in hers. Things grew worse. John's family began to fight over where he should live. Julia wanted him to stay with her. He was her son, but she had trouble taking care of him. John's Aunt Mimi also wanted the boy. She said John would be better off with her. Mimi lived in a big house in a better part of town. John's father tried to take him too. One weekend, John went to visit his father, whose boat had docked in Liverpool. Alfred asked the boy, only 5 years old, if he wanted to go on an adventure. They would travel together to a faraway country called New Zealand. Sure, John said. It sounded like fun. Then Julia found out what Alfred was planning. She told him to stay away. But much as she wanted John, Julia saw that her son needed a better home. In the end, she decided to send him to Mimi. Despite all this, John was a happy boy. Pictures from those days show him with a big smile on his face, whether he was riding his bike or standing with the family dog, Sally. Mimi gave him lots of books. Along with reading, John liked to make monsters and skeletons out of paper and paste them over his bed. Because John was so young, he didn't really know that it was unusual to live with his aunt and have his mother visit. Besides, Julia acted more like a buddy than a mother. She loved to tell jokes, make funny faces, and sing. She taught John how to play the banjo, an instrument similar to a guitar. From Julia, John heard stories about his banjo-playing grandfather, who had moved to the United States. It was John's mother who gave him his first guitar. She also taught him how to play it. Aunt Mimi had lots of rules. She expected John to come home after school to do homework. She wanted him to go to bed early. She often had good reason to get mad at John. As he got older, John got into more trouble. He was smart, but he didn't work hard. He did well only in art class. John spent most of his time making little books of poems and drawings. He also got into fights with other kids, and he sometimes made fun of his teachers, even when they were right there in the room. Perhaps he was acting up out of sadness. A few months before his 18th birthday, Julia was hit by a car and died. John was heartbroken. Years later, he wrote the song Julia about her. As a teenager, the one thing John got serious about was music. When he was 15, he heard rock and roll for the first time. Until then, most music heard on the radio was soft music, sung by such stars of the day as Perry Como and Doris Day. Rock was different. The music was loud. It had a strong beat and you could jump around to it. Many grown-ups hated it. Teenagers loved it. Rock had exciting stars